Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man, 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We have a lot of things there that will help you read, listen, ask questions. Check out the blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question. Every week we ask a different question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And we'll report back to you on how that turned out. Every week we do that. I do that on the show. Plus we write about it in the newsletter. So when you take a poll question this week, next week you'll read what happened and my thoughts on that. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find the body of work that John Bradbury has deposited with us since he's joined our Brain Trust. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, give us your website again, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
All right, ReadyFounder. They can find your book there, can't they?
Absolutely.
And wherever books are sold. John, there are some traits about us, about an entrepreneur, personality traits of an entrepreneur, that without which you couldn't be an entrepreneur. You couldn't do the things that entrepreneurs do. But those things have good sides and unfortunate sides if you don't know what they are, if you aren't aware of them, right?
That's right. That's right. I use the analogy of Icarus, the boy from Greek mythology,
mm-hmm.
flew too close to the sun.
He made wings and flew, didn't he?
Yep, his dad made him these wax wings, and they actually, the fact that they flew was a great thing, so remember that. They actually escaped captivity, which is why they created the wings in the first place, but Icarus got so excited, his dad had told him not to fly too close to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the warning cries, he continued to circle higher and higher, and the sun melted the wax, and he fell to his death.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, frankly, I see that pattern in entrepreneurs at times.
All the time.
You know, and so flying is a wonderful thing, but you also can balance that with awareness of how it can of where the risks are. So.
You have to imagine no limits, while at the same time doing what Inspector Callahan said in the Dirty Harry movies, Clint Eastwood's character, a man has to know his limitations. You have to balance that, don't you?
Yes, and here's what I'm fascinated with is that I think in the literature, the entrepreneurial writing that you see out there, many people pose this as an either-or, as a choice you have to make. You're either going to go for it or you're going to pull back. And I'm fascinated with the idea that it's not an either-or, that you can absolutely commit, and at the same time, you can be aware of what you're doing. You can have your eyes wide open and listen to the naysayers and people who may contradict what it is you're trying to do, because that creates learning.
One of my mentors told me a long time ago, this very simple advice. He said, check your position.
Mm.
Whenever I was asking about, you know, how do I know if I've gone too far or whatever, he mm-hmm. said, check your position. And what he meant was, for example, if he were talking to Icarus, he'd say, okay, you know, while you're flying, while you're pushing the envelope into sky, up into, you know, into altitude, and getting nearer the sun, you know, check your wings. If you see your wax start softening, you know, go lower. You know, you just got to check your position. You have to, and one of the ways you do that, John, is by making lots of decisions. If you wait for all the decisions to be big decisions, you're going to succeed big, but you're probably also going to fail big.
That's right. Yeah. And I love that idea of checking your position and two, you know, there's hundreds of things on a to-do list when you're running a business, right?
Right.
And
per hour.
Sometimes I see, exactly, and clients of mine get confused about what is the most important, where are the most important issues, where do I need to be focused? And I'd say, if you're checking your position, two key factors, you know, should be at the top of the list. One is, What is your customer telling you?
And yeah.
What data are you getting from
your
customer?
I'm glad you put that first.
I mean, you don't have that. If you don't have that, you don't have a business.
That's right.
Two is obviously looking at the math and the financials and being sure that the cash position, the fuel that you need, is not putting you in great danger.
So many things can be created. So many solutions can be possible. So many successes can be had, and so many failures averted, John, if we would just do the number one thing that you said. Check with the customer.
That's right.
They have almost all the answers, don't they?
Well, they'll lead you to the place. They will lead you to the promised land.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
And it's really that simple, and yet people disregard that after a while, don't they? They start thinking they get that Icarus thing. They think, I don't have to listen to Dad. I don't have to listen to Dad. He didn't know, but he didn't know about this. He didn't know how cool it is up here, and that's when failure happens, isn't it?
That's right. Well, the Greek term for that I think came from that story essentially is, or was illustrated by that story, is hubris.
Hubris.
And that's the confidence and optimism that most entrepreneurs have in spades.
Right.
And they're two sides of that coin.
And with hubris, you get a false sense of well-being. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
We'll see you next time. Come back again real soon. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, The 6 Secrets to Startup Success. That's his book. It's outstanding. He'll be back. I will be too. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.